did record this particular episode once before, but it was a very emotional episode, and I just feel like no one wants to hear it. I was in a dark place and I needed to vent, and I don't have an easy access to my therapist, so these podcast episodes are a lifesaver, as I mentioned before. They keep me in check, they keep me going when things are difficult. So with that said, I'm re-recording this because guess what? I'm in a better state. I'm in a better place. I am in a better place for show. I am 40, so that just happened. The most interesting number, the most interesting age there is. Something very special around the age 40. Do I feel different? No. Will I change anything because I just turned 40? No. I still have the same goals, hopes, ambitions, fears. Nothing changes. I am on my way. I'm fighting my demons. And this podcast is recording all of it. This is the log of my life. So yeah, who knows where I'm going to end up? Nowhere, maybe, possibly, dead for sure, because we all die, Dumbo. Or somewhere different, unexpected, also likely. So yeah, life is weird, for sure. And you never know where you're going to end up. Life is like a box of chocolate. I just came up with that. Do you guys like that? I'm just kidding. You never know what you're going to get. But that's what makes life amazing. Like I've mentioned in the last episode, the one that I didn't upload, that I'm not going to upload. And if you, for some strange reason, you guys want to hear it, let me know. I'll upload it. But what was I saying in that episode? I was saying that I never expected to have the struggle that I have today. Like, I never expected it. I also never expected to be 40 without a house, without a wife, without kids. So, yeah, that was unexpected. Does that mean it's bad? I'm doing badly? Yes. No, I'm just kidding. No, it does not. Life is it's just interesting like that. It's just not everybody has the same path. Not everybody's supposed to have the same path. Life is such a mixture of things, such randomness, such beauty in so many ways, in brokenness, in imperfections, and so take it all, accept it all, move forward. Don't give up. Don't accept your thoughts about things being bad permanently. Don't accept your thoughts about you being broken permanently, or in a negative way. We're all broken in some way, but all that is part of it. This is beautiful. It's not supposed to be perfect, clean, and organized. And I feel bad for the people that are trying so hard to make their life so perfect. The perfect car, the perfect husband, the perfect kids, the perfect job, the perfect weekend, the perfect vacation. Did I say vacation already? The perfect food, the perfect this, the perfect body. You get the point. The perfect everything. They want it. They chase it. They think they're going to be happy. They have no clue that they're dead. They're one of the walking deads, okay? They have no idea that they're actually not alive. And I feel bad for them. I don't envy them. This is the weird, weird part. We envy these people that have it all. But we should be feeling sorry for them. The real people that are alive are not the ones that we currently worship. The people that are living life, the people that we should be worshiping, are people, are just people who are not obsessed with having it all. It's not about materialistic things. It's not about fame. These are people that have an incredible, amazing family and friends. They have amazing relationships. They have amazing experiences. Like, those are the amazing people that if we're going to look up to some people, those are the ones. The people that have, like, just the best relationship with their community. The ones that are, like, experiencing organic things to them. They're not forcing things. They're fluid. So, I don't know how else to describe them. They're joyous. We should be envying those, the ones that are genuinely joyous. They don't need a Ferrari in their driveway. They're happy with that Dodge Caravan. They've created more memories in that piece of shit Dodge Caravan than the person with the Lamborghini or the Tesla Model X could ever do in a billion years. That person could try to create amazing experiences and will always fail. The one with the fancy car, they will always chase it. They will always have the illusion of a perfect life. The smiles are beautiful. The laughter are there. Everything is there, but it's missing that natural organic ingredients. Why are people in India smiling more than people in America? Why are people living in, there's people in the world that have 8 people living in one room, but they're laughing, they're full of laughter. They're joyous. They have little things, a little bit of rice, they have bread, they have water, but they have each other. And yet we're over here in America with all the money in the world, all the opportunities in the world, and we're miserable. We see shrinks and we go deeper and deeper, and we just don't understand why we can't be happy. I should be happy. My daughter just went off to Stanford. I have the perfect body. I do Pilates twice a day. I am on the keto diet. I volunteer in the community. I organize the bake sale. You get the point, right? You get the point. You know, the perfect OC housewife. Why are they miserable? Huh? Because they're missing this organic part of life. Am I better than them? Hell no. I am trying so hard right now not to become one of the walking dead. You get hurt and you become one of the walking dead. Your heart breaks and you just shut down. You tune out, and that's where I'm at. My heart has been broken so many times, and I'm trying hard not to shut down again. I'm trying to stay alive. A job can kill you. A heartbreak can kill you on the inside. But you gotta keep fighting for what's right and who you are, and you gotta keep the beauty alive. You gotta stay alive. You gotta maintain your original view that life is awesome. It's scary but awesome. It's beautiful. It's amazing. It's paradise. It's a roller coaster ride for sure, but stay open, stay awake. Don't shut down. Don't go to sleep. Okay? But with that said, let me get into some stoicism, okay? So, rule number 28. So this is the one I talked about in the last episode that I didn't upload. And in that episode, I realized what this rule meant. I thought I knew what it meant, but I didn't know. So the rule says, say no. And then in parentheses, it says a lot. So I didn't understand it. I was sort of discouraged by it. I was like, I don't get it. I don't know why it's there, blah, blah, blah. And I thought that I knew what it meant. And then I looked up what Ryan Holiday said about it, and it was beautiful. Every time you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. I love that. That was like a really good way of putting it. That's it. Like, that really encapsulated this rule. So, saying no a lot. So, Ryan Holiday, he mentioned he had to say no to like Super Bowl tickets, to a bunch of book deals, because he realized there was something else that was more important or better. And I need to hear this rule. I'm not good at it because I like to say yes. I've been in this yes phase, which for better or worse, but hopefully for the better, makes sense in my life to say yes to more things, because where I was at before was declining things. Like, hey, you want to go sign up for scuba lessons, you know, get scuba certified? Yes, sign me up. You know, so before I would say no. So you get the point. Although I did say no to scuba certification the other day, that's why I used that example. It was just, I was ready to go. It was going to cost 190 BD, which is like Bahraini, that was what be Bahraini dinars, because I'm in Bahrain right now for work. And whatever, it's like $550, whatever. I was going to pay that, but then I had to buy a bunch of equipment and things, and that added up to an extra $200. And then I thought about it. I was like, no, I cannot spend that much money right now, because I'm going to need this money when I get back home, because I'm not going to have a job when I get back home. So, yeah, it doesn't make sense to get scuba certified for $800. So anyway, say no a lot. I don't know. This is not really what it means. I did say no yesterday, 2 days ago, I was invited to by my students to go and observe the Shia ritual, which I'm glad I didn't go because it can get bloody. I saw some pictures, and anyways, I stayed back because I said no, because I'd remembered this rule. Earlier today, I had recorded the episode, says to say no a lot. I said no because, not because to say no, but because that night I had told myself I would work on my script a little bit more, my little mini movie, short film, that I'm trying to finish up, but I'm stuck. I just got basically the beginning of the movie. But now anything can go. The heart of the story needs to be defined now. What is the catalyst that will set in motion the desire, ambition to do something, to change for the character? There's two characters, two sort of lead characters, me and my homeboy, Adrian, and so yeah, he's a rapper. I know he has potential, but he never made a breakthrough. And then there's me, you know, 40-year-old Samim, who was in the movie. I'm living at home, and I don't know how much I can give away, but, you know, recording a podcast that no one listens to. So, anyways, say no a lot. Say no to, here's the thing. There's another saying that I thought was so amazing, so beautiful, which was that, how does the saying go? Being rich, you're rich when the taste of saying no to money is better than, come on, I'm not gonna butcher this. Let me see if I can find it. It was good. Say no. It doesn't say no to alcohol. I think I found it. Where is it? Ryan Holiday. Everything you say yes is saying no to something else. Are you guys ready for this quote? You are rich if and only if money you refuse tastes better than money you accept. That is incredible. Like, how hard is it, first of all, to turn down money, right? But doing something that is right and sits with your soul, and turning down money or fame for that is the ultimate. It's like a very tough test. In Islam, everything is a test. I don't agree with that, but sure, let's go with that. If that makes it easier to illustrate what I'm trying to say, it's the ultimate. It's not the ultimate test, but it's a very fundamental test of life. Can you say no to things that even though it looks great on paper? Do I have something specific in my life, you say? Excuse me, I got the hiccups. Let me see. I don't know. I think I've once turned down, and the first time Amazon, I don't think I'm good at this. I don't think that. I think I'm getting better understanding this. I think the first time Amazon, I think one time I turned down Amazon for a job that they offer, a software engineering job, because I didn't feel right working for that company. So after that, but that didn't last. Like, because the second time around, they reached out to me, I did go for it. So my principles are sort of, my foundation is sort of weak. Foundation of my principles is sort of weak. Something I can work on, all good. Let's get better. Progress. All right, people, progress, progress, progress. So anyways, yesterday was my birthday. I turned 40. Thank you for the birthday wishes. I didn't do anything, just chilled. And at night, I went out to a new mall here that I've been meaning to check out. It was pretty cool. Got me 2 H&M shirts and a Cheesecake Factory burger. So, yeah. All good. You don't need a big party. You don't need to do something crazy or fancy. Yeah. All right, maybe I'll, call it here. How about that? Is that cool with you guys? 17 minutes and 40 seconds. So, yeah. I hope all is well. Keep going. Stay alive. Stay woke. I don't want to say that. I'm not going to say that. Stay woke. How many people have said that on a podcast? Probably a billion. Stay awake, though. Stay alive. Stay alive. Not even awake. Stay alive. Like, don't die. Don't give up on life. Don't give up on people. Don't give up on the beautiful things that life has to offer. Don't stop believing in goodness. Don't stop believing in naive dreams. All right? Just work for it. All right. Bye. Bye-bye.